Next patient is Wanda Pope. The last name is P-O-P-E. This is a clinical case of a 52-year-old white female that has been referred to the practice for evaluation of the kidney function and a left adenoma of 3 centimeters that was an incidental finding. The patient has been a diabetic for some time and has been treated with Trulicity. With success, the hemoglobin A1C has been present, has been determined several times and is never above 6.5%. Kidney function related, the patient has a laboratory workup in which the creatinine is 0.8. The estimated GFR is always above 60. Unfortunately, I don't have laboratory workup in order to establish in the presence of a proteinuria. I don't have a urinalysis that we are going to request. From the kidney point of view, we have to complete the evaluation. Number two, the patient has had several ultrasounds. The kidney size has been normal. The parenchyma is not hyperechogenic. The differentiation between the medulla and the cortex is well established. There is no evidence of calcifications and no evidence of obstruction. Following number, adrenal adenoma that has been followed by the primary care for about a year has not changed. The patient comes today without blood pressure medication at 110/80. It is important to mention that this patient has been studied has been studied by has been studied through a determination of cortisol that was slightly decreased, a renin, a metanephrines, and all of them have been reported negative. I don't have grounds to think that there is hyperactivity of the adrenal gland, and the size of the adrenal gland has remained stable according to the description in the different imaging that I had the opportunity to review. Following number, the patient has fatty liver, which is a major concern. The patient was explained about the consequences of the fatty liver, the possibility of going into liver cirrhosis. She has to change the diet, and she has to lose the weight in order to be able to control the fatty liver. Following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency. However, the patient is not taking supplementation. Following number, the patient has a folic acid deficiency. The patient was given folic acid to be taken, however, she's not taking it. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia. This hyperlipidemia is mixed, has hypercholesterolemia. The patient is supposed to take atorvastatin as prescribed by the primary, but she's not doing it, and she was explained the reason why to take it. and the prophylaxis and a cardioprotective effect. Following number, the patient has been smoking for a lengthy period of time. She smokes one pack a day. She has a stressful job, but none of that justifies the use. The nicotine in a patient that has the tendency to have a diffuse arteriosclerosis. Following number, the patient has in the family history of colon cancer. I am going to defer this to the primary care for evaluation. But certainly is to be kept in mind. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks in the laboratory workup.